Welcome to the doubled up podcast.
Welcome to the doubled up podcast. Let's go.
Welcome to the Doubled Up Podcast, the weekly podcast talking all things trainers, sneakers, kicks, creps, whatever you call them, wherever you are in the world. I'm Matt, and with me, as he is every single week, is Scott. Scott, how you doing, mate?
Good. I would say refreshed after a nice little break, but it's Christmas, so you're not really refreshed after Christmas, are you? It's the busiest time of year.
Not only is it the busiest time of year, but also I feel like the people out there that don't have it is the busiest time of year. I also don't feel like it's refreshing, because even those people that don't have to do all the traveling, like I always say every single year, like I've got my tour of the Southwest. Like this year I was in Torquay, Poole, Chichester. Like there was all sorts of places that we were in a very, very short period of time. Even those people that stay in one house for the entire time, you're gorging your face with celebrations and turkey and all sorts. And you're like, there's nothing refreshing about sitting there in a constant food coma, is there? Like you've got some meat sweats going on, probably like a week long hangover / still feeling drunk. Like it's, I don't feel like it's a refreshing time for anyone. Great time, but not a refreshing time.
Yeah, no, I ate a ridiculous amount of food this year as well. This year felt like I ate way more than normal. And yeah, going back to work, you're not back at work yet. You don't have to do this. But this week, we've all got back to the office and we were all sat there yesterday just looking at each other like, so what do we do? And then somebody came in like really peppy and really happy. And we were there like, go home. Like we don't need this positivity around here. Like genuinely, everybody was just sat there like, what's going on? And it's like that week back is like a week reset. And I genuinely still feel heavy from the amount of food I've eaten, because Christmas dinner, then Boxing Day dinner in the in-laws' house, then there's leftovers. And then for some reason this year, I got major FOMO with Christmas burgers. So I kind of did a tour of Worcestershire and Herefordshire, technically, of Christmas burgers. I don't know why, but I fucking enjoyed it. I mean, you saw the one that I ate that was ridiculous. But yeah, I've eaten way too much food, but I regret nothing.
That's what it's here for. Exactly. That's I saw an Instagram post the other day, and it was like, no one cares, or like it was something like, it's not important what you eat between Christmas and New Year. It's what's important is what you eat between New Year and Christmas. And I thought that was quite a good way of thinking about it. It's like realistically, there's this like 2 week period around kind of Christmas, New Year's, where it's no holds bar. Eat whatever the fuck you want. I mean, for some people, it might be all year. I mean, I'm not here to dictate what people eat and don't eat on a regular basis. But for most people, it's kind of like it's all the rules go out the window during Christmas and New Year. It is socially acceptable to wake up at 7 o'clock and have 6 mince pies for breakfast. You might not want to do that on the 1st of June, for example. But I thought that was quite a good little saying. It doesn't matter what you eat between Christmas and New Year. What matters is what you eat between New Year and Christmas.
Does that count with drink as well? Because I did realize like a couple of days in that basically every drink I was having had Baileys in it. Like pretty much everything. Or whiskey.
I don't like Baileys.
It was what? Ooh.
No.
It's such an easy... Do you like Baby Guinness?
Yeah.
But that's got Baileys.
Yeah, I know, but it's different. I was going to say it's more the coffee liqueur that I like, and then just a little top of cream on top, basically.
Put your Baileys in your coffee. I mean, that's what I was doing. Literally, it was literally just Baileys and everything. Hot chocolate, Baileys, coffee, Baileys. Not so much tea. That'd be disgusting. But
I've also realised you say Baileys quite strange. You say Baileys.
Baileys. I mean, it's my last name. I
Oh.
just it's the I just Bailey's, yeah, whatever.
Oh, maybe it
It's
was just you were saying it so many times that it was like, you know, when you hear a word so many times it doesn't make any sense. As soon as you stopped and said it again, I was like, no, you're saying it right now. I was getting very, very confused there. I drank more wine over the Christmas period than Baileys. And I've made a New Year's resolution to myself that I'm gonna educate myself more in wine. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are gonna have New Year's resolutions of like, I'm gonna get fit, I'm gonna get healthy, I'm gonna save money, I'm gonna be more social. And it's like, nope, I want to learn more about wine. So by
No, that's
2025,
quite
what
the
I'm
resolution.
there we
You've
go. Everyone's
picked
doing
a
dry
bit.
Jan. No, me, I'm the total opposite. I want to learn more. I want to be a wino in 2024.
You've picked a very bougie fucking
Yeah, I live
resolution.
in Wimbledon.
I mean, that is true. That is
I've got to
true. I
live
mean,
up to it.
I might join you. I mean, I have not drunk wine for a considerable amount of time after drinking way too much of it on a holiday in Spain and making myself incredibly ill. However, following my trip to New Zealand, I kind of reset myself into drinking wine. Because actually, I don't think we've said this yet. The kind of random announcement that I don't think I've put out into the wider world, but it's happening that I'm obviously going to be a father.
Oh shit, yeah.
I love
Well,
how I'm just
I've known
dropping that
for a
one
little
in
while.
there. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
I've
there
known
we
for a little
are.
while, but it's not really my place to announce that on a
No, I didn't
podcast that's
really.
about
No.
trainers, so I thought I'd wait for you to do it, to be honest. But
There you go.
congratulations.
Thank you. There we go. Yeah. So that's actually how I reset myself with wine, because we found out when we were in New Zealand, and of course at that point Verity then couldn't drink wine. However, we had just been at a wine tasting at a vineyard, bought ourselves a lot of wine, and people were giving us wine. So it got to a point that I was drinking a bottle of wine a night while kind
Jesus
of.
Christ.
What it we had so much of it. Like everywhere we went, people kept giving us bottles of wine. And we were there like, well, what do we do? We tried to give some of it away, but then people started looking at us like as we were there, like, why are you giving us wine? Like we've given you wine. Why are you giving it? So it was like, I'm gonna have to get rid of this. At one point we had 9 bottles of wine in the campground.
Wow.
So yeah, I was drinking quite a lot of it. And at that point I reset myself and now I drink wine again. So pros and cons.
Here we go.
But
So what we're
obviously,
saying is doubled up. Are we doing the doubled up drinkers club wine edition every week? Are we?
yeah,
Are
every
we? Are we?
Friday we'll bring a new bottle of wine to
Yeah,
test.
yeah.
Why
I'm all
not?
up for this. I'm all up for
There you
this. I'm
go.
bringing all of you listeners along with me in my 2024 wino experiment. Not, I mean, we're by the time this podcast comes out, we're a week into the year, and I haven't drank any wine yet, but. We'll change that very, very quickly.
Impressive.
Hey, you never know. By the time this podcast airs, I might have indulged in my first bottle of wine
Maybe.
for 2024. Who knows? Who
You
knows?
need to make a record of it. You need to make a record of it.
Hey, I will. Don't worry. But by the end of it, I'm going to give you fuck sneaker of the year in 2024. I'm going to give you wine of the year in 2024. But hey, talking about sneaker of the year, Scott, that actually kind of naturally segues me in quite nicely because, I do believe you owe me something, my friend. There's been a lot gone on since we've had a hiatus. It's been a little while since we've recorded a podcast. In theory, it's been almost a month since we've recorded anything because we record the last episode we recorded of 2023 was our All-Star episodes where good friends of ours, Mark and Moses, joined us for what I can only describe as an amazing end to 2023. What an episode. There was randomness, there was rambles, there was
Absolute chaos.
yeah, chaos is probably one of the best ways to describe it. But we did Sneaker of the Year essentially our way, where we did our sort of draft for the All-Star Battle. We put our selected shoes up on Instagram, and you guys, our listeners, voted for the team that you thought was the best. And Scotty boy, there was no three-peat this year. The champ is here, my friend. The champ is here. Me and Mark, finally, third time's a charm. So there's we're currently sat here on Zoom, and there's a little championship belt just behind you on the mantelpiece there, and I do believe that belongs to me, my friend.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, there was no kind of ways around it this time. There was last few years, it's been very tight, but this year, it was tight for a
It
period,
was.
and then Right at the end, Mark got his family and friends to vote, and it all of a sudden,
Oh, stop
I'll
it.
throw that one in. No, but yeah, it was very tight, and I was very surprised, because your team was very much more probably the more mainstream kind of hype shoes of the year, and mine was very much probably the alternative picks, and it was incredibly tight, and then at the end, you kind of just you pulled away. And took it. So yes, I will make sure that that lovely belt that is there will make its way to you. But yeah, it was good. It was great. Yeah, great. What, honestly, editing that episode was just insane. Like, at one point, there's children's books that come out. Moses starts sniffing random shoes that aren't even his. Like it, I honestly, at one point I was listening to it, and I was like, I don't actually know what's happening anymore. Like, are we still doing the All-Star? I don't know. It's just, yeah, one of my favorite episodes we've done. It's absolutely brilliant. If you haven't listened to it, go and give it a listen, because it is very entertaining. But
Yeah.
yeah,
It was a
a
great
good
way.
matchup.
It was a great, yeah, honestly, it was very, very close. I've done this for the last 3 years now, where I've come out of this episode and I've got this, no problem. And obviously we know what's happened over the last 2 years, where I've walked out of the episode going, this is my year, surely that I'm gonna win. And I end up losing. And it's normally by a very narrow margin. Like, we've had it before where it's been like a vote has decided. It's been very, very close. And again, this time, walked out of the episodes like, I've got this. This is mine. And of course, you listeners, you're only going to see like a poll on Instagram, but every like 30 seconds of the day where we put the teams out for you guys to vote, me and Scott are like refreshing the results to see, has anyone else voted? Who's voted? What have they voted for? Why do we think they voted for that? And there was a moment where I kind of went out to a little bit of an early victory and I thought, here we go, exactly as I anticipated. And then all of a sudden, there was a stretch around midday where I just saw another vote for Team Scott, another vote for Team Scott, another vote for Team Scott. And next thing you know, I was losing. I thought, surely this isn't how this ends. Like, the finally, I've never been so confident in this game. And Scott was winning at one point. So yeah, I was very, very happy. To anyone who voted for Team Matt, thank you very much. This is my acceptance speech for the Doubled Up Podcast All-Star Championship belt of 2023. But
It
two
was
very, very different
just,
teams, like you said, Scott, two
yeah,
very different teams.
like we said it on the episode, but like the past few years, there's been like a standout shoe or couple of shoes that everyone's gone, them. And it is kind of like, if you can get in there first, you're kind of all good. And this year, it was just not that at all. There was one shoe that everyone was kind of very much like, oh, yeah, this is the shoe. But there's also a lot of people, including myself, that are like, well, I don't understand why that shoe is there. And I've seen so many reels and stuff towards the end of the year kind of criticizing many of these shoes, predominantly the SB4, obviously. But yeah, the variety of shoes that were there, I mean, my team went very dunk heavy. But I also feel like I got kind of screwed by one of the picks. And this is not what you think either, because I think one of the releases that came just after the All-Star was recorded, from the UK perspective anyway, is actually one that kind of screwed me over. Because I think one of our latest pickups, I think people really, really got excited about that pair.
So you
And
think it's biased, like
I think
time
if that,
biased.
I think, I don't think it is. I think it's just compared to, I mean, the pair we're talking about is the J-Tips, but the Grid Shadow that came, the Grid Shadow 2 that came out, it released not long after the All-Star, and people, like, everybody went mad for it. And
Yeah.
we'll talk about it in a second, but it is great. But obviously, compared to the Grid Azura, it's a much more toned down and probably more wearable shoe. I think if that Grid Shadow 2 hadn't have come out, people would have gone, well, that's Saucony's the best kind of non-Jordan. But then the Shadow 2 came out and everyone went, well, that one's better than that one. And I was like, oh, fuck's sake. But yeah, there's it very, very varies. But yeah, just it was good. It was very good. Yeah, that was again a good Christmas period, other than yeah, kind of feeling very heavy afterwards, and obviously losing the All-Star. So there we
Ah,
are.
well, hey, Scott, new year, new you. You're going to be a father this year. 2024 is the year that you might reclaim your crown for the All-Star winner. And hey, we've just committed to taking our listeners on a wine tour of 2024 with the bringing back the Doubled Up Drinkers Club. So I feel like it can only go up from here, mate. But you have segued us on quite nicely to talking a little bit about some latest pickups. And we might as well talk about one that we've both picked up before I then kind of take us back a little bit and talk about some previous pickups that I haven't had an opportunity to share on the podcast. Because you're absolutely right, Scott. One of the things that I think took the sneaker world by storm in 2023 was J-Tips, and Saucony in general, but more specifically J-Tips, right? Like J-Tips as a collaborator did the first shoe that you obviously bought, the Grid Azura, and going into this sort of sneaker of the year season at the end of 2023, so many people were putting it up there as their top five, top three, top 10 shoe of the year. So much love. And it really is one of those shoes that took the world by storm. I think even if we look back at some of the surprises of previous years, New Balance having a tear back in 2020 and seeing things like Joe Freshgood's 992s on sneaker of the year lists and things like this, I think because of the fact that New Balance as a brand had a real rise that year, it wasn't as much of a surprise that there was going to be a big collaboration on the sneaker of the year lists. But the fact that no one mentioned any other Saucony whatsoever. I mean, some people did locally. Some people said about the kind of Crystal Cave Omni and things
Yeah,
like
I got
this. Like
mentioned,
some
yeah.
people did. But I mean, like from mainstream media in the sneaker world, it was the only Saucony that was mentioned and has been mentioned for years and years and years. So J-Tips had a phenomenal year, but you just mentioned there one of the shoes that kind of came out at the end of 2023 was the Grid Shadow 2. And of course, both of us managed to pick up a pair. This was a shoe that I was really, really, really looking forward to getting because doing the All-Star battle, obviously, Scott, you and I put in our top five shoes of the year, our top five favorite shoes of the year. And to go through mine, we had the Kith Marvel Asics. I had the Kith Clarks Adidas Samba. Action Bronson 990 V6. As well as that, we had the Amer Manier Jordan 5. And my fifth and final shoe in that list was this J-Tips Grid Shadow 2. Now, this is the only shoe out of that list that I was able to pick up because all the other ones were so fucking expensive. It was the only shoe in my top five for the year that was below £150. And the
I just want
second
to
it went on
say,
the sale.
I'm so glad that you got the pair as well, because just to kind of explain what happened, obviously this release was didn't really happen in the UK. Everyone was kind of assuming it wasn't going to happen. It released on Foot Patrol at a random time, sold out instantly. It appeared on End a day before it was meant to, midnight,
Sold
2 o'clock in the morning, immediately sold out. So everybody in the UK kind of just assumed that was it, chances
gone.
gone, done. J-Tips had even mentioned himself that he wanted to do more UK stuff but and Europe stuff, but just hadn't been able to. And then I was sat on my lunch break at work and opened my phone, and for the first time probably ever, because this I always miss out on the links. Calf always puts them up, shout out Calf.
Hello.
But I always miss out. I'm always like 10 minutes late and they're all sold out. I opened up my Instagram and was scrolling through the stories and clicked on Saucony, and it literally just had a link to J-Tips on the website. And I clicked on it and I sent it to everybody I knew that wanted a pair. Prozac, sent it to him. He managed to get a pair. Great. Sent it to you and you didn't respond. And I'm literally there
No.
like, Matt. And literally me and Ryan were both harassing you, like, open the fucking link. And yeah, I bought a pair, and obviously managed to get Prozac, managed to get a pair. Calf managed to get a pair because Prozac passed the link on to him, because I didn't realize Calf wanted them, because even Calf's loving the bit of Saucony these days. Look at that. So yeah, I'm really glad that everybody that really wanted this pair did manage to get this pair, and they didn't actually fly as quick as I thought they were going to on the website.
No.
There's still some small sizes still available on there actually, but I am very glad that yes, you managed to get a pair in particular, and yeah, I was just lucky enough to kind of manage to pick up a pair of my size as well.
Yeah, we both got the brown pair. I've straight away swapped my laces over to the red. I can see, Scott, from the Zoom that you
I have
haven't.
not, no.
Surprisingly, for what I'm known for as keeping sail laces in shoes, I don't know what possessed me to, as soon as I got this pair, take the sail laces out and put the red ones in. Hey, there's no rhyme or reason to why I do these things, but for whatever reason, I just think the red laces or the kind of pinky laces just look better in it. I really wish that I'd bought both pairs. I thought this, I really thought this is the more wearable pair,
Definitely.
and I thought for that reason I probably shouldn't go crazy and only bought one pair. Now I really wish that I bought both, because the problem is now I really, really, really want the blue pair, and now of course my size is sold out on Saucony, and it's now resale
Yeah.
prices. Now resale prices aren't mad; they're looking at about 200 in my size, but when you bought the first pair for 135 or 130 or whatever it was, it seems like a little bit of a kick in the teeth having to then pay 200 for the other pair. So, hey ho, I might end up
Yeah.
getting, if I can find a pair for retail at some stage during the year, then maybe I'll pull the trigger. But for now, I'm just happy to have one. I can't be greedy. But yeah, so happy. And Scott, the fact that you said you saw this link, sent it on to me, and yet again, I think I was seeing family at the time. This was like the start of my Christmas period, or maybe I was working or whatever it was. And all of a sudden, my phone just went buzz, 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 buzz. It was you and Ryan tagging me, not even just sending messages, tagging me in the group chat, like Matt, now, 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 now. Then Prozac sends me a link. Then Caff sends me a link. So, like everyone that knew. So, really appreciate everyone listening to me waffle on about shoes that I clearly really, really want. And I'm glad that everyone was there to try and help me out. But,
I
yeah,
mean,
just very, very happy to have a pair. The materials are fantastic.
they're brilliant. They really
I went
are.
up half. I went up half a size because I'd seen on Sean Go's review on them that they were a little bit snug, and also J Tips himself
Yeah.
said on his Instagram to go up half a size. I think I could have got away with just going true to size, to be perfectly honest.
I did. I know they're on the
Yeah.
snugger side, but they're fine.
Yeah, like the me going half a size up and going for a 9.5, I think realistically, if I'm wearing like normal crew socks, yeah, they're going to fit absolutely fine. But if it gets to the summer and for whatever reason I decide that I want to put on a little ankle sock or something like that, they might feel a little bit roomy around the toe, because I'm not one of these people that have a wide foot or anything like that, so I don't normally need to go up half size. I was just so worried that I really, really wanted the pair and they were going to be too small for me to wear, so therefore I went up half a size on the recommendation of everyone else. I probably could have gone true to size, but they're not so big where it's like a problem.
No.
Worst case scenario, if I wear them a few times, not that I have been able to because of the weather around here recently, but if it does start getting to the point where they are a little bit too big and I'm flopping around inside them, then I'll just chuck an extra insole in there and it'll be absolutely fine. But yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely love them and cannot wait for this rain to fuck off so that I can wear them, because they are very, very meshy, very, very breathable, very thin material around the kind of toe box and the side panels. So this is not the type of shoe. And it's covered in suede, so it's not the type of shoe
Yeah,
that
I
you want to be
mean,
wearing in this weather.
the combination of materials on this with kind of the slightly kind of longer haired suede, I'd almost call it like a mid-length suede. It's not quite Salehe Bembury long, but it's
Yep, you're
not.
absolutely right.
But the
You
I'm sorry,
can't braid it, but it's not smooth.
the softness of this Nubuck though is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like it's super soft. And yeah, I'll tell you what, again, for the combination of materials, the kind of the almost the double
All of the
layered
stitching in
mesh,
there as well.
yeah, the forever like stitched on the kind of the outside of the shoe, the
The
savior on the back,
saviour on the
even
back.
the flower petals that are completely embroidered, the like there's so much going on. The tongue with kind of almost the woven like canvassy tongue, there's so much going on. And I don't know about you, but my pair are perfect. There is not a
Yeah.
single QC issue on them at all.
Nope.
This, I said when they kind of ordered, was they're like, I don't like this model. I don't like it. I don't like the model. I don't like the Grid Shadow 2.
I can't wait for you to say what you're about to say. Go on, Scott, hit me with it.
Well, no, this is the thing, because I still don't think I like the model.
Oh,
It's
stop
just
it.
genuinely, I was saying this to Prozac, because, like I say, this shoe, he's been dreaming about this shoe for months.
Yeah,
So I
too right.
knew, yeah, he was very desperate for it. But I keep saying, I don't know if I like the model. There's been so many amazing ideas and kind of executions of this model, and I haven't brought myself to buy any of them. You've got the lake pair, where it's like the panel on the outside is like got the plants, like the kind of
Yep.
embossing on it looks incredible with the colorway, beautiful. Got the
The Colour
Colour
Plus
Plus company
Company,
pairs.
all three
That
colours.
the polar pair in particular looks amazing. White suede, though, Jesus Christ. White long-haired suede, to say the least. Like, if that gets dirty, you
Your
ain't
worst
getting any of that
nightmare.
out. But it's almost the execution of this is so good, it makes me like the model, but I don't know if I'll bolt another version of the Shadow 2 that I'd like it. I think it's just this shoe. I think the blue pair as well. This is so good that it does make me look at the blue pair and go,
Yeah.
that's because before I wasn't that fussed about either. It was just the fact it came up opportunity, and I knew that Prozac wanted a pair, so I was like, you know, I'm similar size, you know, there's sizing issues. If I get a pair, if anybody has any problems, I can kind of pass them on, etc. But it's brilliant. It is so good. And Prozac said on his podcast, with Calf, like it for a designer to come out and do this kind of 1-2 punch, as he called it, with the first one and then drop this second pair, both being so good. I can't remember the last time there was a designer that came out and really just smashed it. And to the point that we had people commenting, kind of on some of our posts, saying like, the shoes are so good, I've bought a pair of Sauconys for the first time ever, and now I'm looking at buying more Sauconys. Like, the designs are so good that he's actually converted people that are solely Adidas, solely Nike, solely Jordan to another brand. Like, you know, you've smashed it when that's the case. And
Yeah.
it's not like J Tips is a massively hyped artist or anything like that. He's, you know, he is really kind of a new designer that's come out of nowhere. It's not like he's a Travis Scott or like a big multimedia kind of artist that has a lot of following in the first place. This is somebody that's just done a damn good job. And people are going and basically appreciating it, giving it his flowers, which you've got to tip your hat to. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to see if there's anything else gonna be coming this year. I mean, I haven't seen any sort of leaks or anything like that. You would assume that if he's done two shoes and the
There's an
success of it,
Omni
that
9.
maybe, oh,
There's
is
an
there's
Omni
an Omni
9.
9
There
coming?
is an Omni 9 on the way, which
I'm not that bothered about the silhouette.
I'm not. The only one that I've looked at is the Crystal Cave and gone, okay. The one
It's
thing I will
too
say,
Mesh Boy summer for me. You know what I'm like about that sort of like meshy runner 1906 R type shoe. It's no, that ain't
yeah.
for me.
The one thing I will say is there's also, you've got the J Tips kind of Saucony, the Omni 9, which is coming out, which is quite bright colors. It's kind of pinks and reds and blues and purples. But then you've also got the Bembury 1906R, which is also blues and reds and pinks on a mesh runner. I'll put some
No, thank
images
you.
up. They're both very similar. And next year, I think you're going to have the Bembury New Balance, and you're going to have the J Tips Omni 9, and there's going to be a lot of kind of people kind of, yeah, picking one or
One
the
over the
other,
other.
or both, because they're both the same, basically. They are very similar. But we shall see. In my opinion, from what I've seen, image wise, it's not as good as these. But, you know, we've got to admit, both of us are kind of classic runner type of people, so
Yeah,
we are going to kind of go towards these.
I really hope this sort of like mesh boy runner phase just goes away in 2024. Like, for someone that just doesn't like that aesthetic of a shoe, it really makes it difficult for all of these like really big designers to start doing collabs on these shoes. And I get it, like, if it's popular, if it's a trend, ride the wave. But you've got Salehe doing a 1906. I love Salehe shoes. I've not had any previously because of the fact that it's either been really hard to get or the colorways haven't been quite right. They've been too expensive at the time. Action Bronson, everyone knows by now, absolutely love Action Bronson. He's doing 1906s this year. I love Action Bronson, but I'm not buying. I don't care
like
what
those.
silhouette. I don't like them, so I'm not doing it. If J-Tips then comes out and does an Omni 9, again, another mesh, like, I get it. It's a trend at the minute, but I just really wish it would go away because it's all of these collaborators that I really, really like. It's just not for me. And I'm sure if I put a pair on, I'd probably look all right in them. I don't know what it is about that sort of like super techie. Like, I think I've said before, when everyone said that a 990 was a dad shoe, to me that's a classic runner. What I see as a dad shoe is like early 2000s runners, because they're actually the shoes, being a 90s baby, they're the shoes that I saw my dad wear at a sports day. So like, for me, this sort of mesh runner-esque type shoe, that's what I associate with a dad shoe, and not in a good way.
The problem with the mesh runners is there's only so many iterations you can do of white, cream, silver, and brown and call it a collaboration. Because it is, like, that's basically, they're the ones that look quite good. You've got ASICs, they do GRs. I mean, Mark picks, you know, the core black and cream gel, what was it, the 14
gel
or something,
Kayano 14.
But Jound have done one that looks exactly the same. Naked Company did one before that was basically the same, except there was a little bit of green on there. So there's only so much you can do with the colours that look good. And then the second you kind of go off and you go, well, let's put some reds and some, all of a sudden they look really cheap and nasty. So that trend to me, like, I like those shoes. I think they do look good. But there's only so much you can do with them until you've kind of exhausted it. And I think that's already happened. So I think we are now getting into the trend of, I mean, Action Bronsons are going to be, you know, bright colours with kind of some, different textures and stuff. Salehe Bembry's, bright colours and some different textures.
We even
J-tips,
saw it with
bright
size.
Colours.
We even saw it with size with the watch pack they did that Matt O spoke about when you were away in New Zealand. Like, that had some hairy suede in it and some different greens and all sorts of things like that. Like, that was a 1906. Some brands are trying to push the boat out a little bit, but it ain't for me. Scott, we've gone on a little bit of a tangent, me kind of going on a moan about mesh boy runners, but there's two more pickups that I very, very briefly want to talk about before we move on to shoes round, if that's okay. Only because we haven't really had an opportunity to talk about these, because of the fact that I came straight back from Florida and we went straight into the All-Star episode, and that was obviously our last episode of the year. But I do want to very, very briefly, normally if it's been so long since we've done the latest pickup, we don't bother. But one of these pairs is very, very important to the Doubled Up podcast. And the other pair is very much a shoe that is up your street, Mr. 574. So, when I was at Florida, I was a little bit underwhelmed by the outlets. Me and Hannah had 10 days. Okay. Most of that was parks. Most of it was parks. There was one day that we set aside for shopping. So we went to an outlet, and they had Nike outlet, Adidas outlet, New Balance outlet, Asics outlet, Saucony outlet. Saucony and Asics basically had nothing in there, and the stuff they did have was expensive. They had Gel Light 3s in there that were quote unquote outlet price at $100. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's kind of the same price they are here. So that's not any cheaper.
Yeah.
The Nike outlet had some really, really good steals, but nothing for me. They had the likes of like the corduroy Air Max ones for like $60 in there. Had Terminator highs in there for again about $50-$60, but nothing was really sort of like what I really wanted. New Balance outlet, I did manage to pick up a pair of gray 990 V5s for about $100, which is less than but by the time you do the conversion, it's like 85 quid or something like that. And I thought, for a gray pair
price.
Of a gray 990 V5 never really goes on sale, so I thought that's quite a decent price for a gray.
Do you need any more gray shoes?
Well, I hadn't bought a pair in a little while, so I thought, fuck it, I'll buy it. And this is where I'm coming with this story. At that point, it was the last shop we went in at the end of our shopping day, and that I had already said to myself, I'm allowing myself three pairs of trainers when I'm in Florida. So in my head, I thought, I'm not doing any more shopping after this day. Fuck it, I'm buying a pair of cheap grey 990 V5s. Anyways, a couple of days later, we had a morning where Hannah wanted to chill by the pool, but my like body clock was really bad. She was waking up at a normal time. I was waking up at like 6 o'clock every single morning. So on one of these mornings, now I'm an avid fisherman, Scotty boy. lure fishing is huge in Florida. Like, it's one of the biggest states in the US for bass fishing. So I decided to wake up and go to a Bass Pro Shop, went and did a load of fishing shopping, came out with a big bag full of fishing tackle, and I went to get the bus back. We didn't rent a car. I got the bus in International Drive. They have a great little bus system. Just happened to be, Scott, that the bus I needed to get on the way back was outside another outlet. And it just happened to be, Scott, that there was a half an hour wait before my next bus.
Wow.
So I just accidentally tripped into the New Balance.
It happens. It happens.
Not outlet, clearance store. Big difference. All stuff that we hadn't seen literally 3 days before or 2 days before. Didn't see any of this stuff in the outlet for New Balance. Go into the clearance store. You've got 990 V6s for $100. Some of them were even less. One pair was $100 with 30% off. It was the yellow pair with the green, like the yellow and green pair.
Yeah.
Instantly wanted them. Of course, they only had like size 7 or something like that left. So, but loads of made in USA stuff, like super, super cheap, just nothing in my size. But I went to the clearance wall and boom, for about $45, managed to pick up the Bodega. The New Balance Bodega 574 in the yellow colorway. This came out in a pack maybe last year or the year before. One blue, one yellow. They didn't have the blue in my size, which is my preferred color, but for $45, which works out about something like 35 quid or something like that. Really, really happy with this. And I knew you'd appreciate this one, Scotty boy, because of the fact that, hey, you are Mr. 574. So I finally joined your... finally joined your clan. But without making this too long of a segment, there was a very special shoe that I managed to find also in the Nike clearance store.
We don't get these clearance stores. Our outlets are shit. Like, we, as you said, the prices in outlets are not outlet prices anymore. Like, I walk into an Adidas store and it's like, oh, there's an Ultra Boost on outlet for £120. A fucking bargain. No, there's, you can't find anything anymore, unless you get very lucky on the back wall, where there might be something. But yeah, we need clearance stores. Yeah, bring them over here.
Clearly, because the other pair that I managed to find in the clearance store, boom. For those listeners that cannot see this, I am holding up the Nike Peace Manuson Quando 1. So, Scott, after an entire year of saying Peace Manuson at the end of every single one of our episodes, one of us finally owns a pair of Peace Manuson. I managed to get these for $60.
Wow.
They were £160 retail when they were over here. They also had the black and white pair, but for whatever reason, the black and white pair were 70 or 80, maybe a little bit more. Actually, I think they were more like $80 or $90. And I thought, 60 versus 90, I'm going to save a little bit of money after I'd literally just bought the 574s and spent God knows how much in a Bass Pro Shop literally just before. I honestly, Hannah trusted me to go to a fishing shop. I came back and I'd spent like $200 and she was like, what the fuck has happened here? I was like, so, I'm so sorry, you shouldn't leave me alone. But yes,
I've got two pairs of trainers and a bag of maggots. What else could I want?
But honestly, I'm so happy. I love the fact that I've got the all white pair. I have taken the little tongue tab thingy off, because as much as I like them off with the tongue tab, having them on, the little tongue flap just looks really weird on. So I've had taken them off. They just kind of look like a cool Air Force One. So yeah,
I do really like that white pair.
They're like so fucking cool.
It's grown on me. So like the black and white pair, not so much. I just think it looks like a Charlie Chaplin shoe, but that white one, it's
they're
just
so good.
Yeah, the thing is, I remember when they first came out, and I was there like, oh, it's a brogue with an Air Force with a like a Predator football boot tongue. Like, what is going on? But I don't know what's happened. But maybe it is just Peace Manusan. Just it kind of we've done it for so long that yeah, I look at that shoe now and I go, I kind of want a pair.
Honestly, as soon as I saw it, I walked in and saw them on the shelf and literally gasped out loud. Picked them up, ran straight to the till. I didn't even look to see if there was anything else. There could have been other bargains that I've completely neglected. But, you know, just when you see something in an outlet and it was just the pure excitement of I'm getting what for what price?
Yeah,
Thank you. Originally, they were marked at like $70 or something like that. But I got to the till and the guy was like, do you have a Nike account? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do. Quickly, like, was chatting to him, stuff like this while it was loading, connecting to the Wi-Fi, etc. Scanned my little code. And almost did like a you, Scott, where it was like you get to the till and there's even more discount. And he went, oh, so you've got a 15% discount on your Nike account if you want to use that. I was like, thank you very much. There we go.
Nice.
So that's what ended up bringing it down to about $60 in the end. But I was very, very happy. So, yeah, as I said, I won't go on to. I've already made what I thought was going to be a short story long. But, hey, we're now all up to date with latest pickups. And it's been a good couple of months. I feel like we just needed this sort of catch up, Scott. It's been a little while since we've been on a Zoom call like this and just had a general talking shit catch up. So I feel like we've covered all bases.
Just want to clarify that those don't count for 2024 either. So we're on zero.
Yeah, 100% zero.
We haven't picked up anything.
Yeah,
is there anything that you've seen that you're quite interested in for this year?
Yeah, Air 180s. 100%.
There's a couple of pairs of those as well, aren't there?
Yep. A couple of pairs of Air 180s. It does come at an unfortunate time, though, because around Air Max Day is maybe a month before I go on a stag do. So I don't think I can afford to buy two pairs of Air 180s the month before a stag do. But given how Air Maxes were in 2023, I have a sneaking suspicion that they might sit around for a little bit. So I'm really, really hoping that the trends of 2023 carry over to 24 and some Air 180s end up sitting in the sale. What about you, Scott? Is there anything that you're like really excited about so far?
There's a couple of pairs that I do quite like the look of. However, whether I will actually purchase them is a different matter because both of them are Jordan 3s and Jordan 3s are expensive. And unfortunately, as mentioned very casually and very briefly, I have a child on the way, and
you can buy kids' shoes.
Oh, I can. I've already got two baby pairs of Converse and a pair of ZX because nice. they're in the outlet and they were £10. My child's gonna have a pair of ZX Aquas and I won't, which is really disappointing. the ones I like the Air Jordan 3 Balvin, the Rio, the black pair. I like that one, and I really like the kind of the mock-ups that we've seen so far of the Amami Air 3s as well. The burgundy. I'm a sucker for burgundy, so but again, they're very, very expensive, so whether I actually get them or not, I don't know. We shall see. At the moment nothing else really that's kind of reaching out to me. But I said that last year, then the sales hit and carnage unfolded. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think, Scott, now's a good opportunity for us to move on to our first main segment of the episode, and that is Shoes Rounds. Every single week, we spend a little bit of time looking back at some of the biggest news stories that have happened in the wonderful world of sneakers and give our thoughts and opinions. This week, Scott, you are kicking off Shoes Round for 2024. So I'll pass over to you for Shoes Rounds.
Over to me. So, talking about spending money on shoes, the news story for this week is about a Melbourne man who spent $30,000 Australian dollars on some shoes. The only problem was they're fake. So, jumping over to the BBC for this. Whoa, very proper.
I think that's the first time we've done this.
It shows how kind of either ridiculous or how important the story is that the BBC are actually reporting on it. But yeah, a Melbourne man spent nearly 30,000 Australian dollars, so roughly about £16,000, on shoes which he thought were real, but turns out they were fake. He bought 7 pairs of shoes. In amongst them, supposedly were 4 pairs of Dior Jordan ones. The only problem was he bought these shoes from a 17-year-old. He then discovered they were fake after spending a considerable amount of money on them, and asked for a refund, in which the 17-year-old said, "No, sir." So he took the 17-year-old and his father to court, but the news story entails that it was thrown out by the tribunal because. Oh, and I love this. So, as it reads, in October last year, the man, an estate agent, took the 17-year-old and his father to court to ask about the refund. However, he was refused the refund due to the child being 17 years old and therefore unable to sign a contract to legally bind it. So the court threw it out on the basis of, well, no contracts can be signed, verbal or otherwise, so therefore no refunds can be given. Somebody has paid £16,000 for fake shoes and is stuck with them. He claims the boy's father accompanied him to the local authenticators, which immediately recognized the teen as a fraudster and a scam artist. But the father disputed that the shoes were all unauthentic and that the store used to check the sneakers was authorized to authenticate them. It's just a ridiculous news story. The fact that somebody spent that much money on shoes blows my mind anyway. $30,000 on 7 pairs of shoes. And yeah, the fact that basically he tried to take the person to court. But yeah, under the age of 18, therefore can't do anything.
This is stupid for many, many reasons. Number one, that is absolutely hilarious that this poor man can't do anything because of the fact that they're like, literally just an age, like technicality. Also, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's due to like real old laws as well that this is the case. Like, I was seeing something about like it's some olden time law that has meant that this is the case. But also, like, bigger fool you. For trying to buy, like, who in their right mind? It's obviously someone that isn't into trainers to think that £16,000 was going to get you 7 pairs of trainers, in which 4 of them were Dior highs. Like, you're telling me that even if you bought those shoes at retail, which were 2 grand a pop, right? That's still 8 grand. Like, we know how much Dior Jordan ones go for. No one is going to sell. No one is going to have 4 pairs to sell, let alone actually sell them at around a retail price. Like, this is just like bigger fool you. Like, we all know as people in this space that if someone came up to you and went, "Oh, do you want to buy these Dior Jordan ones for 2 grand?" You'd go, "Nope. They're obviously fake." Like, how did this person not think this seems a little bit dodgy? Hey, there's so much going on here. Like, if the kid knew they were fake, then he's a bit of a dick for deliberately selling these shoes. But also at the same time, the guy who's bought them is a little bit of a muppet, and it's just hilarious that the court have said they can't do anything. Like, there's too much going on with this particular story, but. Hey, this Melbourne man, as the BBC have described him as, I'm sure he won't be buying any designer trainers anytime soon.
I don't think so. It is quite funny because it does say that if he had entered into the agreement a couple of months later when the child turned 18, he'd get a refund.
Oh, no.
But unfortunately, no. And whilst the law generally protects minors from the consequences of their own actions, it could be argued that in the present circumstances, it is not the minor who needs protection, but rather the people with whom he chooses to do business. So, yeah, all a bit dumb. I think that man will be thinking twice before buying his shoes. And on that is the very silly news. So following on from that, we shall pass over back to Matthew for Double Up, Double Down, where we look at the upcoming releases for the next week. We will pick Double Up, something we like, a Double Down, something we dislike, and a Sleeper Pick, something we think will get a little bit lost amongst the hype. So on that, I'll pass over for a very strongly themed week for Double Up, Double Down.
Thank you very much, Scott. And when you say strongly themed week, that is because, surprise, they're all dunks. We have a dunk we like, a dunk that we don't like, and a dunk we kind of think is all right. So let's start with the positive, and that is the dunk that we like. The Double Up for the week is the Nike SB Dunk Low Deep Royal Blue and Vintage Green. Now, I will say, on day of recording, and I always want to stress day of recording here, because what inevitably is going to happen is we're going to record this episode, we're going to edit it, we're going to put it out saying, oh, there's no big shoes releasing this week. And all of a sudden, there'll be like a quadruple collab with like Zeus, Travis Scott, Saucony and New Balance, and that will release
with
like,
Zeus,
the Greek god,
Travis right?
Scott, Saucony and New Balance. Honestly, it will happen. Knowing, like, as soon as I say the words, "This is a quiet week," that shoe will be announced as a shock drop on the sneakers app.
Yeah.
So, like,
there's a lot of Bad Bunny that's kind of circling around at the moment, but there's no release dates on those. So there's literally at the moment there's nothing.
There is. It's a really, really quiet week. It's a really quiet week. So releasing on the 12th of January for £110, we do have this SB Dunk Low. Essentially, it is an SB Dunk Low that is a sort of all suede upper across the toe, eyelets, and rear of the shoe. You have this nice looking kind of premium royal blue suede, and then on the toe box, side panels, tongue, and on the outsole, you have this nice sort of vintage green, this sort of like bottle green. On top of that, you then have a sail suede Nike swoosh and a sail midsole, and all in all, what you get is just a kind of clean looking SB Dunk Low. Nothing that's going to make you stand out in line saying that this is the dunk of the year. But at the same time, a couple of people are going to pick this up and they're going to really, really enjoy this shoe. So yeah, I like this one. This is, for me, from what we know on day of recording, this is the best shoe that we have coming out this week.
Yeah, it's the colorway is not really for me, but the materials look
looks really very premium, doesn't it?
It looks very premium. I mean, looking at the pictures that they put up, it almost looks marbled, but I think it's just simply where somebody has quite clearly just brushed their finger over the suede and it's changed color.
Yeah.
Because the close-up images, it looks very, very, very premium. So yeah, colorway not for me, but materials look great. And it's an SB Dunk Low, so it'll be decent either way.
Yeah. Well, moving on to the Double Down, as I said already, it is a dunk. It's not SB this time. We have the Nike Dunk Low Bronzine Coconut Milk Playful Pink Alabaster. That's a bit of a mouthful.
That name rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Exactly. According to the Offspring Launchers website, this shoe is releasing on the 9th of January for £110. If you don't want to refer to it as that very, very confusing colorway, you could just call it the Nike Dunk Low Just Do It, because the shoe itself is a leather standard sportswear Dunk Low that has a cream toe, cream side panels, cream towards the heel of the shoe. You then have a sort of matte gold leather paneling across the mud guard up by the eyelets and again towards the rear of the shoe. You have a white swoosh, cream midsole, pink outsole, pink laces. But the reason why we're calling it the Just Do It is because it comes with Just Do It lace debris. On the right shoe, you have in a pink swirly whirly writing, just, and then on the left shoe, we have Do It. Scott, this is just like this stereotypical sort of feminine-esque color palette dunk low that I just think we've probably had this in a number of different ways in previous years. And whenever I see a shoe that's kind of like this color, I always just think like there's someone that has sat in a Nike office that have gone, ah, we'll throw a bit of pink on it and I think the girls will like it. And as we've been saying for years now, that's not what women want from releases. I don't know much about the sizing and things like this. Is this like from, I've only got limited information from the Offspring website. It could be a kind of female exclusive. It might not be, who knows. But from just looking at the shoe, that I just see this and think this is almost what feels wrong about a lot of sneaker releases, because it does just seem to me like they're making it for the sake of making it. All you've done is taken a real GR colorway and just thrown a Just Do It Debray on it.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen this shoe multiple times.
Yes.
I was very confused when he sent it through. And then I realized that all of the logos are upside down, so it is slightly different.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which makes no sense whatsoever. And then the Debrays look shit. Yeah, it's, I think it's just rubbish. It's lazy, it's boring, it's uninspired. It's, yeah, it's just there.
It's just bleh. It's just bleh. Yeah. Well, that moves us on to, again, a sleeper pick. And the whole idea of the sleeper pick, something that we think is going to be kind of a little bit lost amongst the hype. Now, there's not a lot of hype this week to be lost amongst, but I think because of the fact that we've seen all sorts of other dunks, again, in similar colorways, I think a lot of people are just going to overlook this shoe. The shoe in question is the Nike Dunk Low Dark Curry. This is essentially the reverse take on the classic Curry Dunk Low colorway, where normally you would have sort of that curry colored paneling across the mudguard, eyelets and the rear, and white everywhere else. If you flip that on its head, so what we have is white leather across the mudguard, eyelets and towards the heel. You then have this kind of nice orangey curry colored paneling on the toe, the side, and again more towards the heel. You've got the kind of curry color on the laces and the tongue. You have a white midsole and again that curry color on the outsole. I don't really think this is an offensive pair whatsoever. I think this is quite cool. I might be wrong, but I also think this shoe has a little bit of history where I'm pretty sure it might be a Code.jp pair or something like that I might have seen on the Nike showcase. This was one of the pairs they showed kind of towards the end of last year. I might be making that up. I'm not a dunk encyclopedia here, but I'm pretty sure I saw something about the fact this has been a Code.jp pair. Normally they advertise that on sneakers though, and it's not on sneakers, so I might be wrong. But this shoe is releasing on the 12th of January for £120. When did dunks become £120, may I ask? Like, why does that seem really excessive for a shoe that we think is going to be like basically made of plastic? But the colorway is kind of cool, so for that reason it's the sleeper pick.
I don't really like the colorway, to be honest. I feel like the curry color looks a bit odd. I don't know why. It just looks, I've seen curry, like when you have the curry Air Max, and it's like it looks
a bit
right.
Lighter.
This
curry, like, sorry, looks darker, is what I meant to say. Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to see this kind of color in my baby's nappies for like the foreseeable future. It just looks a bit grim. It doesn't look great. Nah, not a fan.
No, thanks for that. Can we move on? Do we have a sleeper pick?
Well, we do.
Shit, that was a sleeper pick. I mean, a steal of the week.
We have one of those as well. We do. It's and it's good. It is good. It's a pair that we both very much like. And it's coming from Foot Patrol. Foot Patrol and Size have brilliant sales on at the moment, and everywhere seems to be adding more lines to their sales at the moment as well. But this is a 990 V6, which is a fantastic pair of shoes. In probably one of, if not my favorite colorway that we've seen so far. It's basically kind of a combination of white, cream, and kind of beige, with kind of a silver end logo on there. It's currently sat on the Foot Patrol website. reduced from £220 down to £110. Currently in a 7.5, 8.5, 9, 9.5, and a 10.5. Yeah, this shoe for that price, we've just said that a plastic dunk is £120. This is genuinely one of, if not the best 990 model that New Balance produce at the moment. It's made in USA. It's insane quality. Maybe buy it and put it on ice until, you know, you can walk outside and not walk through a lake at your front door, as I'm currently experiencing. But beautiful colorway, great price. I mean, like I say, compared to the other things that we've spoken about on this episode, that is an absolute bargain.
100% agree. I will get that is one of the shoes you asked me earlier, Scott. Is there anything that you're looking forward to by the end of 2024? I think one of the things I'm going to be looking forward to is just really making a conscious effort to find the pair of 990 V6 that I want to finally kind of dip my toe in with. Probably will end up being something in the sale, maybe not this shoe because it's January. And hey, let's be honest, everyone's skint in January, and I'm not immune from that, unfortunately. But across the year, I shall have a pair. But yeah, definitely, if you
Worth
want to
it.
splash some cash in the sales, grab this pair. Wait until the summer, and you will not regret it. Going on nice summer walks in ultimate comfort, Scott. That moves us on to our final segment of the episode, and that is the Doubled Up Podcast, Triple Up. Okay, Scotty boy, don't worry. I know normally for the entirety of 2023, it got to this point of the podcast, and you went, oh, for fuck's sake. Not this stupid game where Matt asks me questions and I kind of lose some and win some, and he has basketball references that make absolutely no sense to me.
I
Don't worry, I promised you at the
had
end
a
of
whole
last.
episode of that.
Yeah, you did.
At least Moses did kind of translate into football terms that I did understand. It's very
I know
helpful.
nothing about football, so the whole time I make these basketball references, I have no reference as to how I can translate it into your language. So at least that was
No.
Moses and Mark there to kind of help me with that. They were the translators. They were the bridge between us during that episode. But I promised you at the end of last year that in the new year we would get rid of the Doubled Up Podcast Triple Up. And we kind of have, because we've kept the name but slightly changed the game a little bit. Rather than presenting you with three shoes and a question in which you have 30 seconds to answer, Scott, we're going to do something slightly different. What we're going to do is every single week, I will be presenting you with three shoes, but in a slightly different manner. Rather than giving you all three shoes in one go, what I'm going to do is present you each shoe one by one. What you are going to be doing, Scott, is blindly ranking these shoes from top tier, middle tier, bottom tier. We're sticking with the triple up because we are still doing three shoes. There's no winners or losers here, Scott. There's no scores that we're keeping. There's no basketball references. The only thing we have is whether or not you're basically happy with the outcome of your blind ranking. Do you understand the rules of this game?
I do. I do.
Okay. So I thought I would go with shoes that sort of release towards, because I will try and have a little bit of a general theme for this game. And I thought I'd go with shoes that released sort of towards the end of 2023. Seeing as we don't want to forget 2023 now that we're in 2024. Yes, it might be for a lot of people, new year, new me, but we do want to remember a little bit of what was an excellent sneaker year in 2K23. So your first shoe, Scott, is the Powerpuff Girls times Nike SB Dunk Low. Not going to pick a specific colorway. We are just having the whole pack of the Powerpuff Girl SB Dunk Low. Are we going top tier, middle tier, bottom tier?
Middle tier.
Oh, you're going in the middle here.
I liked that pack. I
Yeah.
really liked that pack. I think the pink one was the best. I really liked that. I thought that was great. Yeah, I did have a little cheeky try just to see if I could get, and I did see a few people pick them up in hand, which looked good. But yeah, I thought that was a good pack. I think it actually came out a lot better than I thought it was going
I think
to.
so too.
So yeah, I do like that shoe, but yeah, I'll put it in the middle. I'll hedge my bets. I just yeah, floated
Okay.
there.
The second shoe is a shoe that's released around Christmas time, Scott. We have the Kith times Adidas times Clarks Samba Kithmas, this second iteration of the Kith Adidas Clarks collaboration, which for a lot of
Lovely
people
stuff.
was one of the best shoes of 2023. So, Kith Adidas Clarks, Scott, are we going top tier or bottom tier?
Put it to the
Top
top. Put it to the
tier.
top. It's brilliant. Honestly, like if yeah, it just came at, I mean, Christmas Day. It's not a
This
bad
expensive
time.
shoe as well,
It is,
£200
but
plus pounds.
you've opened up your presents, and if you've been given a bit of money, you can go, oh yeah. But this is the thing. It was one of those where I was looking at it, I was like, I could and I would love to, but that the savvy bit of me was like, I could pick up 2 pairs of 990 V6s in the sale and still have
Have some
money left
change.
over to buy some stuff. So
Yeah.
yeah, I did not remotely even try and enter that. But yeah, brilliant. Love that shoe.
Well, in
Fantastic.
that case, Scott, the shoe that you have put on your bottom tier by default for the first new iteration of the Doubled Up Podcast Triple Up is, of course, a shoe that we spoke about earlier, the J-Tips Time Saucony Grid Shadow 2.
Ooh.
It was a difficult three shoes to pick from. I mean, overall, you're happy with your three? Is there any that now you know all of them you would swap around?
Right, I would say if I didn't actually own this shoe in hand, I would go, yeah,
No
solid.
problem.
Yeah. The problem is I do have this shoe in my possession right now, and it's very, very good. So I'd probably put it above the Powerpuff Girls, maybe. I don't think it's better than the Clarks Kids, but that's one of my best shoes of the year. But this is close. I didn't actually put out like a top five pickups this year. I kind of just because I forgot. It wasn't because I didn't want it, I just
Yeah.
forgot. However, there was a bit of me that was like, this might creep in. Like it's that good. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm pretty happy. I mean, to be fair, you could have put any of them in
Any order and made
in
a
any
case
and
for
you've
it.
gone, yeah, it's pretty good.
No, 100%.
So yeah,
Well,
no, you that was nice. You picked some nice stuff. It's
yeah.
all
Well,
right.
don't. Hey, you never know. We've got a whole year of this, Scott. Don't worry. I've still got time to screw you over. I just thought I'd ease you into it with a new game.
I was gonna say, actually, weirdly, is this the first? If you do you not get any shoes for Christmas this year? You normally get shoes for Christmas, don't
Yeah, I didn't get any.
you? No. I didn't get any
Me.
either. Verity refuses to buy them though, so that's.
Well, me. Normally, Hannah does, like, if there's a pair that I really want, will buy me a pair for Christmas. I mean, last year she got me the BC Trainer, the Brighton pair. There were definitely pairs that I could have asked for, but we both kind of made a little bit of a pact that we were going to have a quiet Christmas after Florida. I mean, we spent quite a lot of money out in Florida, going to Florida, things like this. So we kind of said, you know what? Let's just worry about buying presents for everyone else. Let's not buy anything big for one another. So therefore, I felt a little bit bad asking for a pair of trainers. I've got enough pairs at this stage. I'd literally bought three pairs, four
I was
pairs
about to
within.
say,
I bought four pairs in December. I think I had enough in the month. So, yeah.
I didn't get that. I did get a book of dad jokes though, in
Oh.
preparation for being a dad. That's one. Should I give you? I'll give you a dad joke.
All
Here
right.
you go.
Yeah. Close out the episode with a nice dad joke.
Maybe I'll do this. I'll give you a dad joke of the week. Here we go. You can give us wine, and I'll give you a dad joke.
Love it. Love
Show
it.
the different ways that our lives are going. But there we are.
Jesus Christ, we're old.
Here we go. So, what's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest one. That's all, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Doubled Up Podcast. Remember, if you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and review and share the podcast with your friends and family. Make sure you follow at Doubled Up Podcast on Instagram and use hashtag Doubled Up Pod to be featured on the Instagram page. You can find me, Matt, at Matt_Sibley_ on Instagram. Scott, tell the listeners where they can find you.
You can find me at underscore sneaker teacher.
Speak to you next time, guys. Happy New Year. And of course, as always, peace, Manu Son.
Peace, Manusa. I feel like I can say that with a bit more oomph now, can't I?